Hey everybody, Mark Dawes here, and I hope this recording finds you well. Today I want to talk to you about something that I find very interesting, and that's something called reverse meditations. Now, when most people think of meditating, they conjure up an image in their head of someone sitting peacefully in a room with no distractions, no noise, being completely calm and relaxed. And that is, of course, one form of meditation. But reverse meditations are extremely useful things to do too. Now, an example of a reverse meditation is Tonglen meditation. And you may have heard me speak about Tonglen before, but for those of you that haven't, Tonglen meditation is basically when we breathe in, we inhale the pain and suffering of others as a form of dark smoke. That smoke enters our body and is then transformed into a bright, luminous light, which when we exhale, goes back to the person to heal them. And that's a form of loving kindness meditation. Now, of course, you can do it for an individual. You can do it for a pet, for an animal, any sentient being. And you can do it for the whole population of your county or the world. It's a very, very good meditation to do. Now, the reason I mention reverse meditations to you today is I've just had some dental work done, and the reverse meditation came in handy, let me tell you, because it's a very, very good meditation for helping you deal with pain. Now, like many people, I had a healthy fear of the dentist for many years, and I used to dread going to the dentist, and I used to worry and hate the pain that was caused by dental treatment. But I've actually flown abroad for 5 days to have some quite extensive dental work done. And the first session was yesterday, and I spent 2.5 hours in the dentist chair, and I experienced everything. We had drilling, we had even sawing, believe it or not, hammering. There was a lot going on. And if you can imagine, after 2.5 hours of that, your mouth is completely battered, for want of a better word. But you're anaesthetized, you know, you've had the injection, so you don't feel anything. But I used to remember that even the sound of the dentist drill used to, you know, make me sweat and make me worry. But what I do now, and this really helps, so I hope it helps you, is whatever the sound is, whether it's the drill, the saw, hammer, for example, I focus on that sound and I become aware of the sound. And bizarrely, when you look at it objectively like this, it becomes a passing thing, just like a cloud passing in the sky. And it tends to lose its power in a strange sort of way. It doesn't cause the worry. You can be quite objective about this. And of course, I slow my breathing down and I focus on my breathing. And I understand that everything is impermanent. You know, what I'm experiencing now is going to pass in a second or two. And that helps me cope. But the real point of this audio is what happened afterwards. Because of course, as I've said, you're injected. I had quite a few, let me tell you. So you don't feel any real pain. But it's what happens afterwards when the anaesthetic is worn off. And that's when, again, the reverse meditation comes into its own. Because as the anaesthetic wore off, I could feel the pain. Because obviously, you know, it's like I've been in the ring with Mike Tyson for 10 rounds. And the first thing I did was to want to reach for some sort of painkiller. And of course, it's natural when you feel pain that you want the pain to go away. You know, we see it as not being part of us, so we want it to go. But then I thought, let's just practice reverse meditation on the pain. Let's become one with the pain. Let's dissolve into the pain. And I'd done this before. I did this when I had the heart attack. So it's not something new for me. But it's a very, very experiential thing to do. You have to experience this to understand it. You can't just talk about this intellectually or do scientific tests on it, because for each person, the experience will be different. So if you try this, your experience may be different to mine, but that's because we're different. That's absolutely fine. So I focused on the pain, and I started to think about the pain, and I became grateful for the pain. I thanked the pain for being there to remind me of the healing that was going on, and that, you know, the pain was a reminder not to overexert that part of my body. And I slowed my breathing down, and then I thought, let me look at this pain. Let me see where this pain is. Where does it come from? Where does it go? And this is when you start to explore your own mind. And it's really a strange concept. It's fantastic, actually. As I started to do this, I was imagining in my mind the pain being lots of different shapes and being different colours. And I'm also trained in NLP, neurolinguistic programming. And for those of you that do NLP, this is like breaking down the modality and submodality structure of things. I started to do that, and the pain lessened. It was less intense. And this took me back to thinking about the teaching in Buddhism, and it's probably not just in Buddhism, but it's about the two arrows. And when the first arrow hits you, it causes pain. So the arrow embeds in your body. It causes pain. But it's the second arrow that amplifies that pain. And the second arrow is our narrative about it, our thinking about it, our wishing it wasn't there type of thoughts. And that's the story of the two arrows. And when I started to not use the second arrow, for want of a better expression, it started to lessen. And I just went deep into meditation, deep into the pain, as if I'd dissolved into it. I can't even put this into words for you, but I would recommend that you practice this if you are in pain, or particularly like to visit the dentist. It makes it a completely different experience. And one of the ways I try and explain this is like this. If you had a small glass of water and you put a tablespoon of salt in that glass, you would see the salt in the glass. You would see the cloudiness of the salt. And if you sip that glass, you would taste it. The intensity would be strong because there's not a lot of water for the salt to dissolve into. But if you took the same amount of salt and you put it in a freshwater lake or a river, you wouldn't taste it because of the amount of water. What you're putting in is insignificant compared to the volume of water that's there. And this relates to your mind. When we are absorbed by pain, it's as if our mind is small and the pain or the problem is big. When you do reverse meditation, the pain becomes small and your mind becomes big, because your mind is infinite. It is phenomenal. And the pain becomes like other thoughts, negative feelings and emotions. It becomes a passing cloud. And I would say that after about probably 30 minutes of meditating, and by the way, you don't have to do a 30-minute meditation. You can break this down. I used to do this into 2 or 3 minutes meditations until you get used to it. And you're better off doing a 1 minute or a 2 minute or a 3 minute meditation with full absorption and awareness, as opposed to trying to do a 30-minute meditation, because your mind will wander and you'll lose the benefit of it. So you can build up to longer ones if you want to, but do shorter ones. And even today, I do Tonglen meditations in minutes. I might be walking down the road and I'll think of someone who I'd like to help, and I'll do a Tonglen walking meditation for maybe 2 or 3 lampposts. That's it. You know. So it doesn't have to be a long thing. This could be something that can be done in bite-sized chunks. And so that's something I'd like you to do for yourself. think about reverse meditations, look into these things. I'm going to cover this on the training courses I do because it's such a powerful thing. Tonglen meditation, that particular reverse meditation has helped me a lot. And now with pain management, it's helping me all the more. So I hope that helps. I generally hope that you look into this and trust yourself to try it. As I've said to you just now, this you can't measure this stuff. You can look at it objectively and intellectually. You can try and do it from a third-person scientific perspective. But remember, with science, you're going to get the results you're looking for, generally speaking. But when you experience it, then it's personal to you. And it doesn't matter what the science says, to be fair. It doesn't matter what someone's opinion or intellect says about it. What's important, and the only thing that matters, is the experience and the benefit you gain by it. Hope that helps. Have a great day. Have a great life. And hopefully I'll speak to you again soon.